That was, of course, classic rock mine favorites, the Flower Traveling Band, live with Hiroshima off of the Makeup album from 1973. Man, I love that song. And the live version, that was 24 minutes, 51 seconds. Woo! I got tired just listening to the drum solo. Not because it was boring, but I can imagine how tiring it was to play the drum solo. And lyrically, well, we all learned that, man, it would have sucked to be in Hiroshima when the bomb dropped. In lighter news, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name's Mike Conway. We have about 40 minutes. Belinda comes in, bubbles into Think Tank, two silly hours. Stay tuned. We are going back to 1969. I don't think we've been to 69 tonight. Well, we're going to 69 now, kids. This band, this artist's backup band, played at both Woodstock and were the house band for the original Jesus Christ Superstar Brown album. So that's like two of the coolest things I can imagine being a part of. And these guys were a part of both. So dig it and dig it deep.
Yeah. condition, chilly woman. Chilly as the deep blue sea. Chilly woman. Chilly as the deep blue sea. Chilly woman. Sure are chilly to me. I went to see my baby. I had a $20 bill in my hand. She opened the door. She kissed me on the cheek and said, "You must be my man." I'm feeling pretty weird and I feel like honking my horn. To my surprise, she winked her pretty blonde eyes and handed me an ear of corn. I'm feeling pretty weird and I feel like honking my horn. To my surprise, she winked her pretty blonde eyes and handed me an ear of corn.
When it comes to saving money, don't rely on luck. Go to feedthepig.org.
Smiling, dark eyes, so sad, her eyes, as it began.
How's that for contrast for you, kids? That was Queen with White Queen as it began off of Queen 2 from 1974. Before that, Black Murda. We're on Chess Records. We heard Good Luck off of Black Murda from 1970. Ohm gave us Chilly Woman off of Blues Vibes from 69. The Harvey Averne Barrio Band gave us Heavy Duty with that insane guitar work. And I found a lineup of the band, and they didn't credit who was on guitar. That was from 71. Joe Cocker started us off with Hitchcock Railway off of Joe Cocker from 1969. His backup band, the Grease Band, was the house band for Jesus Christ Superstar, the Brown Album, and they played behind him at Woodstock. Unfortunately, they took the Jesus Christ Superstar gig as session work. So they each made like $250 on one of the most successful albums of all time. Anyway, we have, almost 15 minutes before Belinda comes in. Bubbles and Think Tank, 2 hours of silliness. We, in the meantime, are going to Norway. We're going to the year 1971. And this is what the Norwegian kids were into. Dig it and dig it deep.
Oh, pleasant home.
That was Blue Cheer Kids with Oh Pleasant Hope off of Oh Pleasant Hope from 1971. Before that, Howlin' Wolf with Do the Do. That's D-O-D-O. Not Ronnie James D-O, but D, the letters D-O, the D-O. That's off of London Sessions from 71. And that album featured Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Charlie Watts, Bill Wyman, and I don't know, a bunch of other people. Hubert Sumlin. Let's see, before that, Aunt Mary from Norway gave us The Ball off of Aunt Mary from 1971. And that's, let's see, I got one more. Rainy 3 minutes. Okay, this is a song that I found that is about me. It's bizarre. It's from Australia in 1976, and it's about me.
Classic Rockmine has wrapped up early. I made him leave the building. Trying to get time back from him that he's taken from me over his brief return. So I just tossed him down the stairs. It's all fine. So given that, it is 10:57 according to the WMFO digital clock. And you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO. Medford.
Mm-hmm.
at 11 p.m. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two. Now to...